This is the Infinite Receiving Podcast, helping conscious leaders tap into a wealth of abundance across all areas of your life and business. I'm Susie Ashworth, and I'll be sharing with you how you can upgrade your reality through quantum transformation, because you are ready for infinite receiving. Gorgeous human being, it is Susie Ashworth here, and you are listening to the Infinite Receiving Podcast. And I have got a juicy one for you today. We are diving deep into procrastination. Please take a second, like readjust your eyeballs. When I say that this is going to be juicy, I mean it. And I feel like I'm going to be talking about this today in a slightly different way to what I have done in the past. And this is really coming from my own awareness of how this has been playing out in my life. And I'll let you into a little secret. This is the second time I've tried to record this podcast. And the first time I was going to do it, I wanted to share the example that really highlighted what was going on for me without telling you what was actually going on. And I realized that that's just bullshit, because part of my commitment to myself in my life and in my business this year is to really release any shame, doubt, guilt, fear, and allow myself to show up with a whole new level of authenticity and a whole new level of truthfulness. And whilst I don't believe that in order to do that, we have to share all of the things, it does feel like if I am going to use something as an example, that I should be willing to share the story. So for those of you who are not aware, I have been separated now from my ex-partner for just over 2 years. 2 years officially, and maybe a little bit less than that from like a living situation. And many, many people have said, you should get divorced, you should be divorcing, you should be divorced, you need to get the divorce sorted out, you need to get divorced, you need to get the divorce. And every time somebody has brought it up, I have said, it's fine, it's okay, we will deal with it when we will deal with it, it's going to happen, but I am not in any hurry to get it organized now. And he actually brought it up for discussion. And I had a very interesting response. And that response was, I am not available for this conversation right now. And we have a very, very great co-parenting relationship. Both of us have moved on. So it's not about the desire to still be in the relationship, but the response was shutters came down when this conversation was brought to the table by him. And when any time I have a very strong response to something, because of who I am and the nature of what it is that I do, of course, there is going to be some self-inquiry. Like, what is that reaction about? What is going on here? And actually, when I took a step back, I noticed that this wasn't only a reaction to what he had brought up, but it was a pattern that I could see showing up in a number of places in my life and in my business. And that pattern was procrastination. And as soon as I realized that I was sitting on this and sitting on other things, immediately I didn't feel good about that. Because when I think about the vision I have for myself, and when I'm thinking about myself from the highest vantage point, I am somebody who gets shit done. Like, the slogan is faith plus action. And when I'm diving deep into it, it's faith plus aligned action. Like, that is what I do. So why is this procrastination showing up? And, you know, particularly, let's have a look at this example. Like, what is actually going on here? And what I realized is that this pattern presents itself when I don't know what the next step is going to be after I've taken the action. So I know what the next step is, but I don't feel safe when I am not clear on what the next step is after that. And it's so funny because as an individual, I would say that I am very comfortable with change. I am very comfortable with uncertainty. You have to be. To create the level of success I've had in my business, of course, I make and take risky decisions where I am not clear on what the outcome is going to be all of the time, many, many times. And yet, what is very clear is that when I don't want to make a decision, that there is protection going on because I'm unsure about what the next step is going to lead to. And so therefore, my desire, my safety mechanism, my coping mechanism is to hold on. Because if I hold on, I don't have to let go of the full sense of security I have with the knowing of the current situation. Like, I know where I am. I know where I stand. I know what's going on. I know what is happening right now. If I take the next step, I don't know what's going to happen after then. So I'm just going to wait and I'm going to hold on to what is, because what comes after might be scary for me. Like, it's not only that I don't know what is coming, but what if I then get presented with something else I have to do that feels really scary again? I am feeling unsafe. So what waiting does, what sitting on it does, enables me to feel in control. And as I'm going through this process of self-analysis, I'm like, first of all, oh, okay, thanks, Dr. Suze, for showing me this with such clarity. You want to maintain the false illusion of control. Okay, so you're not doing anything. Okay, how does this fit in with your philosophy for life? How does this fit in with the principles of infinite receiving? And of course it doesn't, because if I was living into it, what I would know is, regardless of what the next step is and the step that comes after that, is that I am being infinitely supported. I am being infinitely supported at all times. I am infinitely supported even when I don't feel like I am being infinitely supported. I'm infinitely supported even when I feel completely alone and isolated and like nobody understands me. I am being held. And the reason that that pillar is just so powerful is because if you know that you're being held, if you know that you cannot fall, if you know that you are going to be guided, not just in the next step, but every single step that you take when you bring this level of consciousness and awareness to your life, what the hell is there to be afraid of? And the answer is nothing. And of course, because I'm a human being, I am going to feel fear in my life, and that's normal and that's okay. This is not a fear elimination process, but it is, what level of consciousness do you want to live out your life in? The one where you are unable to move forward because you stop yourself from moving because you're gripping on so freaking hard to try to control circumstances, people, experiences outside of yourself? Or do you just want to surrender and let go and know that you're going to be fully held in all that you do? I'm going to go for option B, please. And so with this new awareness, what I have committed to for the rest of this year is actually to thinking less and acting more. And this is not to say that you're going to see lots of reckless action. I'm going to give you another kind of much smaller example. One of my team members asked me for my personal bank details so some money could be paid into my account. And my first thought was, oh, I'll do that later. And because of this process of looking at what was going on with this pattern, I thought to myself, I'm not going to do that later. I don't want to use more of the space in my brain to hold that thought about what I have got to do until later. Like, what is the point of that? You are literally going to like drain your creativity. You can't be as creative when you're holding lots of shit that you need to do. So I'm just going to get the bank details and do that now. And the reason I use that example is obviously I know what's going to happen when I give my bank details over to my team member. Like, nothing bad, nothing scary. Actually, I'm going to get paid. This is a good thing. However, the pattern is, unless it's something that I personally desire to do in the moment because it brings me joy, because it brings me excitement, because it makes me happy, often I will sit on it. And for the big things, there's the control issue. And for the small things, it's just like a yeah. But all the time, I am saying yeah to myself. I am not allowing more space for more creativity, to do more things, to think about more things that are actually going to create more magic in my life, bring more conscious awareness to the things that are going to bring more magic to my life, because I'm clogging myself up with small and insignificant things, and I'm clogging myself up with big fear-based things. And so not only am I not living into the pillar of infinite support, but I am unable to consciously co-create what it is that I actually want. And so as I live into this philosophy even more deeply, I want to call myself out when I say that 2023, there is no space for procrastination in my life this year. And if you are somebody who recognizes themselves in this, then I invite you to join me in releasing procrastination too. If this has been a useful episode, do me a favor and share this with at least one person that you know. It is my desire that so many more people get to walk this journey with us in 2023 and beyond. So please do me a favor, spread the word, tag me on Instagram. And if you've never left me a review yet, that would also be super freaking cool. Right, I love you. You're amazing. Please remember that I am offering an incredible integration class that comes 1 month after the quantum shift for the first 100 people who sign up to join us for this event from the 10th to the 12th of March. So you're going to go, you're going to have your socks blown off at BAFTA in London. It is going to be incredible. And then 1 month later, we're going to do a follow-up and you are going to be able to mine me for anything and everything you need and desire when it comes to continuing your ongoing shift throughout this year. I know, incredible value. So if you haven't got your ticket yet, susieashworth.com/quantum, come and play. It's going to be amazing. And in the meantime, please remember that faith plus action equals miracles. Thank you for listening to Infinite Receiving with me, Susie Ashworth. I'd love to share with you my Infinite Receiving Activation audio. Go to susieashworth.com/activate infinite receiving.